it's not enough, really. I suppose it's good news for the gastro pubs, but for the majority of VFI members in Donegal who do not do food, it's a sad day for them, and it's disappointing, because I feel what we're doing by just opening restaurants, gastro pubs, that we're putting all the people onto a few places, whereas if we opened up the whole industry, people would be more spread out, be easier doing social distancing, and I feel it would be a better move. And we had asked that. I talked to Pádraig Cribben, the president of the Ventnors, this week even about it, and he was saying himself that would be the proper way to do it. So it's a disappointing. There's a lot of towns and villages, especially in this county, that do not have gastro pubs in them. They just have maybe one or two just wee local pubs that maybe people coming home for Christmas and all that, they would just want to get maybe with their families, just maybe there. So it's going to be, I don't know how it's going to work out, really. I don't think that it's a big blow to the wet pubs, as so-called, and it's not a good day for them at all. It's going to be 2021 before then people get back to business again.
And this is indeed then dimming the light at the end of the tunnel for these wet pubs. So there is a need there for more support for them.
There's definitely need for more support for them. There's something in the details. I haven't seen the full details, but there needs to be a package put in place for those wet pubs, because most of those wet pubs are closed since the 15th of March. And it looks like, in fairness, if they don't get open for the next 3-4 weeks, there's really no point in them opening before St. Patrick's Day again, because January, February normally are two of the worst months for business and pubs. And that's a known, that's a given down the years. I'm in it 27 years, so I know what I'm talking about here.